Voters approved a light rail line from Northgate to Linwood in 2008. Now there's word the cost of that line is $500 million above the estimate. Another surprise for local taxpayers, Sound Transit says the federal government might not pay its share. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph has more.
They're not even digging yet on the line to Linwood, but cost estimates are way up. Seattle's rapid growth is forcing the Transit Authority to pay top dollar for workers and land. That's driven the price up to $2.9 billion. It gets worse. About $1 billion of that was supposed to come from the federal government. Peter Rogoff is the chief executive at Sound Transit. He says it might not be coming.
That is why we've had to delay the project at least 6 months while we try to get a firm fix on whether the federal government is still going to participate.
Rogoff says the money was supposed to come from a fund to help cities clear congestion. But it's not clear the program will continue. However, he says the light rail line to Linwood is not in danger.
The issue at play here is whether the local taxpayer is going to fund most of it, as they're currently scheduled to, or whether they're going to have to pay all of it because the federal government has left the building.
Don't expect a public vote to cover these surprises. Future taxpayers will pay taxes for longer, possibly much longer, because of the Linwood line's cost problems. And of course, it means the start of service on the Linwood line is already drifting further into the future. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.